steal time for Torah? What do you mean stealing time for Torah?
Time that's not supposed, you're not supposed to be learning now. It's time for other things. And you learn then, says that's stealing time for Torah. That's one of the questions we're going to be asked. Not just in our regular Siddurim. So today is definitely a day of Kavati Itim LaTorah, stealing time for Torah. When all the yeshivas in the world are closed and everybody's running around doing mitzvahs, which are good. But sometimes there's a kavat, certain times that you have that that idea. On Erev Yontif, you know, I'm going to be in this Talmud Yerushalmi shir now, so when I have to give one for Yom Kippur, when do I give the Yerushalmi for Yom Kippur? So after Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur, I gave a shir. First, it's like, oh, yeah, he's like, I've never learned anything ever on Yom Kippur afternoon, because like, after Yom Kippur afternoon, you're busy, you're eating, you're this, and that's true. I said, it's a kiyum of, you know, it's Ein Breira, you don't have a choice, but but same type of idea. Okay, so I was asked to give a shiur, the topic relating to Yontif Sheni halachos. Some of you might have this, the first Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So first we'll talk generally about the background, the idea, about 1 day, 2 days, the whole discussion, and then we'll talk about the some details about if you're with an Israeli on Yontif, you know, what are they allowed to do for you, and you know, what the halakhas are there. Okay, so we'll try to get there some general ideas, and then if there's any questions at the end, feel free to ask. And as comes up often, feel free to, most of you all have my WhatsApp, and if any questions come up along the way, there's some sheets there. Okay, so let's start. So the background is, we know that the Rambam describes us the history based on the Gemara. We know, according to the Torah, Pesach is, right, how many holidays are there? Midaraisa. Pesach is 2 days, first day and last day. Sukkot is 2 days, first day and last day. Days of Yemei Kodesh, days of Isra Malacha. Yom Kippur is one, Rosh Hashanah is one, Shavuos is one. Right, that's it. Midaraisa, those are the days of Isra Malacha. But, as we know, already in the days of the Chazal, we added on what was called a second day of Yontif for those who lived far away from Yerushalayim. The Rambam tells us, source number one, K'shaisa Sanhedrin kayemes vein kovan al ra'iya. In the days of old, when the Sanhedrin was standing and they set the calendar based on ra'iya, based on the Edom seeing the moon, right? Not like today where it's set al pi cheshbon, where thousands of years ago, Hillel already said, I can tell you right now that next year, Yom Kippur's on Shabbos. Next year, it's a three-day Yontif, even for B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Yom Shabbos Shuva. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Right? So I could tell you that in a year from now. We didn't know any Edom. How do I know that? The answer is because we don't set the calendar based on Re'iyah, but on Cheshbon. But in days of old, when we did it by Re'iyah, Yubnei Eretz Yisrael v'chol makom ha'shemagin alam shluchei tishrei osin yomim tovim yomecha bovad. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael or close by where the shlichim could get to say when Rosh Chodesh was, they held 1 day. V'shar makom ha'sarachokos, the other far places, she'ein shluchei tishrei magin alayim. If the shluchim couldn't get there, osim shnei yomim misafik. They held 2 days because they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. They didn't know anything, so they had to keep 2 days of Yontif. Right, that was in the days of old. Bizman hazeh, she'in sham sanhedrin, what about nowadays? U'bezin shel Eretz Yisrael kovin, al-cheshbon zeh, hayimin adin, she'u b'chol makomo sasun yomtif echad b'lad. Nowadays, logic should dictate that everybody keeps 1 day. There's no suffix anymore. We know exactly when the first day of Tishrei is. So there shouldn't be something called Yontif Sheni. Afilu mekomos rechokos shebechutz laaretz. Even far places, be they England, be they Australia, kemo b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Hakol al cheshbon echad somchin v'kovin. Aval takanas chachamim sheyizaru b'minag avoseichem b'shebiyadehem. That's an important lesson of the Rambam. It's a takana derabanan to follow the minag. It's not just a minag. It's a minag that turns into a takana. Right, sometimes something at root is a minhag, but it takes upon itself the status of a halacha. For example, halal on Rosh Chodesh. I think most people here are from the Ashkenazic descent, right? We say a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's a minhag. It's a minhag to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. And yet, I've been asking to make a bracha because it's a minhag that has the status of a halacha. You have to say it. We make a bracha on that even. Right, Hoshanas we're going to do. That's a minhag, but we all do it. There's no bracha on that. But anyway, that is what the Gemara says in Beitza. Be careful, minhag of Asinu B'Yadinu, you have to keep the second day. But we hold that is based on Takana Kavua. Takana based on minhag of Asinu B'Yadinu. There is a shaila about maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash when Mashiach comes, are we going to go back to Alpi Re'iyah? And if we go back to Alpi Re'iyah, is there still going to be Yantav Sheni? Because right when they see the moon, Bezdin could send out a mass WhatsApp, right, 5 seconds after they say Mekudesh Mekudesh, and the entire Jewish world can know Rosh Chodesh. You know, why wouldn't you use technology to let it? You have to go back to the fires on the mountains.
Assuming that they agree with after one.
Assuming that we'll kosher phones, but just for in the ways, right? We'll all be focused on the Kohen Gadol will be the only administrator, right? And the Rosh Bezdin, right? Nobody will be able to share anything. But there's a question about whether we'll go back to that or not. But this is the din. The Rambam even adds that we hold this even on Shavuos, which is you might say is a chiddush. But Shavuos, you already know by then. What do you have to have? You have to have Sheni then. You know exactly. If you know when Pesach was, you just count 50 days to Shavuos. Doesn't matter. We have Yantav Sheni. We're not machalik between the different Yomim Tovim, and we have 2 days. This is a serious takana kavua. This is right. The Rambam in source number 3. I feel Yantav Shel Atzeres. Even Shavuos, we have that. There is a Chassam Sofer that says maybe the second day of Shavuos is more chamor than the other second days, because the other second days are really based on Suffolk. Here we know for sure it's not Yantav, and yet we have it as a kvius. So he has an interesting suggestion. It could be that the second day of Shavuos, ironically, is more chamor.
Why would it be?
Because on the other second days, there's a real suffix. You don't know what to do. So you're machmir. Shavuos, you know for sure it's not a suffix. Because you know by that time. So a chazal still say you have to do it. Right? So betoris vada, you have to keep this day. Even though we know for sure it's not yantif. The other ones are mishum suffix. You have to just stambi machmir. Okay. But either way, this is the adin. Rizapia hashkafa in the sefer yantif sheni kil chasa. You have it there in source number 4. Yantif sheni kil chasa was written by.
Because not here.
There's a Rabbi Fried who's the Rosh Kollel in Dallas for decades. He wrote the classic Sefer Yantav Sheni Kil Chasa. Every page is about, because he was in, I don't know how long, but for a year or two he was with Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he was Mishamishim, and he asked him every single question. So every single page is quoting Rosh Shlomo Zalman this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman that. He just gave me another sefer that he wrote. But he's still there, Rabbi Fried. Anyway, he writes there, it could be Al Pi Hashkafa that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, we're able to handle the Kedusha. We're on a higher level, all in one boom, one day. Chutz La'aretz, they're a little, you know, more, you know, weaker spiritually.
So that would be even true without. That would be even true without.
Correct, but at least the Metzius. This is the, my Kodesh Baruch Hu had it, that this is how it is. It has to be a little more diluted, a little more diluted. Okay. But one should be careful. The post can talk about that this is a real takana kavua, Yantav Sheni. Not one of these just minag avaseinu biyadeinu. No, says Rav Shlomo Zalman in source 5. Vavshu nikra b'shem Yantav Sheni, even though it's called Yantav Sheni, mikamakam chalila lachshov sheish b'emes od yom nosafshu Yantav. We shouldn't look at it as a secondary. Vakidish osam gam b'yantav Sheni eno elamim b'nei minag. Nah, this day is not really anything. It's like a fake. It's secondary. It's not secondary. It's second. It's not secondary. No. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, this is a day that you have to take seriously. This is a day that you have to recognize that Chazal or Misakin to be a day of Yantif. If you turn over, again, there's a lum this here. I gave you a brisker rough to look at, which we're not going to do. But Rav Yaakov Emden says, in the Shelos Yavis, in Source 7, recognize the power of Yantav Sheni. What Chazal did. Right, we push off the mitzvah of tefillin. Right, the last day of Yontif, right? Simchas Torah, right? B'nei Chutz La'aretz, don't wear tefillin. Right, don't wear tefillin. Right, for source number 7. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we push off a milah shelo bizmana. On that day, we push off serious mitzvahs when it's Yantav Sheni. V'lo l'ashav hirbu berchoseh v'tfiloseha. Ki Yantav Shel Torah, we change the davening. So many new brachas. You make another bracha of achilas matzah, achilas maror. V'lo chashul bracha l'vatala. This may be shum losa say as shem Hashem l'achal l'ashav. So you see the power of a Yantav Sheni. There is a Misora that they say the Rogachover wore tefillin on the last day of Yontov because he wasn't sure in private. But again, that's not in the poskim. It's not in the Chazal and the Rishonim. We have a real Yontov, so it just shows you the seriousness of what this din is.
Isn't Shavuos Derabbanan? Should we say that Shavuos Derabbanan mitzvah?
Still, and we still knocked down.
I thought we said before and shared that there's Derabbanan mitzvah. You can't overriding a.
Well, the Rabbanah told us not to blow shofar for whatever reason on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanah have the power to knock out mitzvahs.
No, but if there's only if the reason still applies.
If the reason still applies. The question is, right, so we discussed that in Shir. So does the reason apply? So there is the Meshech Chachma in Source 8. Meshech Chachma says that they have a Kabbalah B'Shem the Gra, that even though sometimes we have a reason given for a Taganas Chazal, there's 1,000 reasons for every Dinter Rabbanan, and we only know one of them. So even if one of them is knocked out, the other 1,999 or not. Thousands. Of a so they don't want to tell everybody. He says, I'll give you another reason why I think Yantav Sheni should still hold the Yantav Sheni, because he quotes very creatively. He says, the Rambam says that we're going to have a Bez Din in Eretz Yisrael reinstated before Mashiach and Kibbutz Golios comes. So you're going to have a Bez Din, so then you're going to have to start being Makadish Alpi Bez Din even before Mashiach comes, and he tries to come up with that. Maybe the reason still might apply. Bizman Azeh. But either way, this is the Din. And
wouldn't that look against what you said and share that the other
again there's the nigga so the I understand so Mishkos Yaakov that we mentioned in Shir holds like maybe we have to just go by the reasons that we know of. Okay, so this is all background. Just tell us Yantav Sheni is a Takana Kavua. It's not something that we have a choice in. It's not something that and growing up, I think, growing up Yantav Sheni was just regularly a Yantav. It never felt any weaker, never felt any more inferior. Rahman al-Islam today, for some reason, it's gotten somewhat of a rap, as we will see. But this is all Yantav Sheni for a Ben Chutz Laretz in Chutz Laretz. Where does it get tricky? When a Ben Chutz Laretz comes to Eretz Yisrael. You got a question?
Does the
timing
that we come up with for if the group, can you come up with other reasons and apply them?
We're not even Darshin in time into Crawford Darisus.
So I think so, there abundant is easier to be Darish,
no? I don't know. I don't think we can come up with our own. Okay, so it all starts with the Mishnah Imsachim. Source number 10, turning over. Right, the Mishnah Imsachim tells us, up until now, we're fine. We have B'nai Chutz Laretz and Chutz Laretz. We have B'nai Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Good. But what happens when things get a little tricky? The Mishnah tells us in Psachim Daf Nun that this is not about Yantav Sheni, this is just about Minhagim. Right? If I have one Minhag and I go to a place with a different Minhag. Right? So I have to keep the Chumrah of the Minhag of where I came from. Let's say I move to London. I move to London and I realize that in London, every single person waits 3 hours. It's true, no? Almost everybody waits 3 hours there. I don't know how. They're not all from German. But let's say I move to a place that they all wait 3 hours, and I wait 6. And I come. Everybody waits 3 hours. There's a halacha of chumra mimakom sheyatza misham. Not that I move there. Let's say I'm traveling there. Move there is not a good example. I'm traveling there, and I'm vacationing there. I'm there, and everybody else is waiting 3 hours. I have to wait 6. Because that is my minhag of the halacha. Again, there's up until eating at bas b'chol together is a din, but all the waiting is whichever form of the minhag that has been accepted. So the halacha is that a person has to abide by the stringencies of the place where he is from, as long as he is still from that place. Right, that's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak in Psachim Daf Nun, fourth parak, right? Parak Malkam Shenagu, right? Source number 10. Malkam Shenagu lasses Malacha Barvi Psachim Achatzos Osin, where there's a different minhag about doing Malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach. If you come from if a minhag to do Malacha, you can do it. Minhag Shenaz do it, don't do it. Pechulu. And then the Gemara says, what if you go from one place to another place? Nosan Alav Chumri Malkam Shiatzim Misham, Pechumri Malkam Shalach Lasham. There's a concept of chumris to where you came, and chumris from where you came from. So this applies in many different areas. It applies to this issue of losis godedu, of not creating separate groups in Judaism. But this is the basis. This idea Yontif Sheni. So if I am a Ben Chutz Laretz and I come to Eretz Yisrael, so do I have to hold of the Chumros HaMakom Sheyatza Misham? If I make Aliyah, and talk about it, I am now a Ben Eretz Yisrael. But, or if I, the opposite, if I move to Chutz Laretz, I'm a Ben Chutz Laretz. But what if I'm still a Ben of the other one and I go to the other spot? So we'll talk about it this way first. I'm a Ben Chutz Laretz and I come to Eretz Yisrael. So we think that this is a new thing. 500 years ago, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, wrote a tshuva in the Afkas Rochel. There's a mystery why this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote about it in the Afkas Rochel, are his tshuvas, right? Beis Yosef, what else? What were his big three? Beis Yosef on the... What? Beis Yosef on the tour? Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam? Shulchan Aruch. And then the Afkas Rochel are his tshuvas. What else did he write? The Magid Meisharim, a sefer that he asked his questions to a malach every night when he went to sleep, and when he woke up, he wrote down some of the answers. What? Maybe there's other ones. I just but Magid Meisharim is. I try to look at it once or twice. It's written in a hard Aramaic, ala Torah. I've quoted it from there a few times, but not much. Anyway, so the Afkas Rochel says Sheila Hayotim Eretz says Lachusar is v'dayto lachzor. If he's talking about the other way, if somebody from Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz Laretz, in Mispalik Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if somebody from Eretz Yisrael, right, he was in Sfat, 1500s, he goes to Chutz Laretz, what does he do? Does he dive in like a Ben Eretz Yisrael? Vitam lama ha'olim l'regel. People used to come for Yontif in those days too. Right? Why are people who are Ola Regel mispalim b'farhesia k'bnei Chutz Laretz vein mochin? People have big Chutz Laretz minyanim, and nobody says a word. Why is that allowed? Says the Beis Yosef. Tshuva davar pashut dekol shedai tolach sar noe kamakam shiatsa misham. Whoever is planning to go back to where they came from has to follow the chumras of where they came from. Afilu lahakel u'mavach liyatsa b'fnei b'nei makam shalach l'sham. Right, we'll see the talk about the opposite. If there's a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz, what the halach is, what are the coolest that one is allowed to have, as he just alluded to. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? 2 days. 2 days. Clear. You keep 2 days of Yantif. Turn the page. Go to the next, top of the next page.
Wait, is that work with the Gemara
Misham Sachin? Yeah, it's Chumra Shem Shem Misham.
But it's not Chumra Shem Misham.
What?
We'll
see, not in front of them. You'll see what he means by that. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz Laretz, what you're allowed to do. We will see. V'chein, mi sheba mi Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, v'day to lachzar, havi bechlal b'nei Chutz Laretz denu. If you came from Chutz Laretz and you're planning to go back, you are a Ben Chutz Laretz. V'chein maisim b'chol yom b'chol shana v'shana. Olim l'shalosh regalim mi Chutz Laretz Laretz. People come. Be'ola regel, they come from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. Vosim Yantav Sheni Shagolius. Kitikuna v'kumishpata b'Chutz Laretz. They keep a full day of Yantav Sheni in Chutz Laretz. V'lo od elashim miskapsim minyan mibidei Chutz Laretz. They have hotel minyanim. Chutz Laretz. Ha'ola regel v'spalam tefilo v'karin batorah u'maftirin b'navi. Brachas chila v'asov k'mosha asim Yantav Sheni b'Chutz Laretz. V'davar zen nasim yimei kedem b'fnei gdolei olam. This was done for generations. Nobody ever said boo. Nobody ever said that they're doing anything wrong. Right? Vizushi kasha binyan hech mishalim tefilas yantav b'farhesia. This some people aren't so happy about. How could they daven b'farhesia? Why are you worried about al yishanim b'pnei machlokes? It must be that only applies to malacha. Different davenings. Tefila avim yispal k'binag makam shiasim yisham. There's no chash to lead to anything negative coming out of it. So therefore, even public minyanim, Rav Yosef Kairo says it's okay. And this is also said by the Birkei Yosef in Source 12, and the Mishnah Brura. Again, it's a mystery why it's not quoted Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. But Ruba Deruba of the Poskim quote that this is the assumption of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav El Yashiv, and Rav Shlomo Zalman. All of them hold that one holds a full Yontif Sheni, full 2 days of Yontif, even at the expense of Tefillin on the last day of Yontif. Again, there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed because in Eretz Yisrael nobody wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The minhag is not to, even if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed in America, do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed here. Eretz Yisrael is the minhag agra, no tefillin.
Just in private.
What? You can in private if you want without a bracha, with a tazes tonight, but not in shul. Yeah.
As in Source 13, the Shabbat says that if you're davening, it's a sarkas kal b'nisav etzina, if you daven, davening, go to the shini.
Somebody asked me that yesterday. it's basically bitzina when you daven. Nobody knows what you're davening.
Let's say that you're in a place where there is no yontos shina minyan, so you can either daven with
a... On Chol HaMoed, it's come out the same davening.
Right.
So I think you should go to shul. It's come out the same. It's different laning. Okay, different laning. Right, but it's come out the same davening. So you could go to shul. You should go to shul.
Still considered to the tzimur?
That's a good question. Could you get a minyan? Could you get an aliyah if you have a different laning? That's a question. You shouldn't get an aliyah, probably, just to be safe. But you could do Hagbah Galila. You could do Psicha.
Well, we have the same
laning second
day, no?
No.
Second day is
not.
Did you skip stuff to get to the tzibur?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say to the tzibur. Okay, so this is all what most posts can hold. So who holds otherwise? What's the basis of another shita? The Chacham Tzvi. There are a couple of famous tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi, like three of them. This is one of the famous ones. We'll make it famous right now. The tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, source number 16. The Chacham Tzvi, right, Tzvi Ashkenazi, the father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right, Yavetz, Yaakov ben Tzvi. So he writes there, Shalta, B'nai, right, 1600s, 1700s, Nirlani Yastaiti, up at the top, B'nai Chutz Laretz, Ha'olam Eretzol Derech Harai, Hech Yisayik B'Shalash Regalim, what should they do? Says the Chacham Tzvi, tshuva, Nirlani Yastaiti, the Tzvi Chim, Heim, Lesnaik, B'nyani Amoadim, Ke'echad, Mi'B'nai Eretz Yisrael, La'toshavim. One day. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you got to act like I'm in Eretz Yisrael, says the Chacham Tzvi. Ve'ein ze bechlal chumri makom shi'atzi bisham. And don't quote from me the Mishnah Psachim. Don't tell me the chumri mimakom. Lo mi by betilas ubrachos v'kriyashma. Shein chumri is be'etzem. I'm in source 16. Not only regarding the davening. Shein ba'al ha'achmer ch'lavar ch'lisval ha'tfilas ha'modim. B'zmachu mo'ed ha'veira. Not only the brachos, that it's not yantif. Elafilu bimelachem mutarim heim. It's mutter. It's a week. It's like Chol HaMoed. Sheilu hayukolan sheyamalkam shasim isham kan bikfiusa pshita shasur hayulasos yoser miyom echad. By other chumras, you know what the chumra malkam shasim isham? Let's say the chumra of not doing malacha on erev Pesach in the morning. So if people came here, could they theoretically hold of that chumra here? Yeah. You can hold the if you have a chumra from there, and you theoretically can hold the chumra from here. Then fine, you can hold the chumra from here, and you should do it. But if everybody moved to Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to hold of that chumra here. That isn't an appropriate chumra for this place. You'd hold of one day here. It would be baltosif, right? Shara yashem bishmini besukah loke v'chim bePesach u'shvuas ha'ose yom echad moed yoser miyamitzvah over a baltosif. The only hold of that principle of keep your chumras from where you came from by a chumra that you theoretically would be able to hold of here too. Line 8. If everybody moved here, right? It would be aser. And he says, let me ask you, in the days, this is an added point. This is all based on Minhag HaVasena B'Yadeinu, what we used to do. Let me ask you, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when everybody came to be Ola Ragel, how many days did they hold in the Beis HaMikdash? In Yerushalayim? Everybody came there for Pesach, to eat the Korban Pesach. They held 2 days? They didn't hold 2 days. Bizman HaMikdash, when they came, they held 1 day. We're going to be more machmer than they did Bizman HaMikdash. The whole thing we're doing is, you know, when they were out there, so they didn't know. But when they came, they kept 1 day for sure. Says the what? I don't know. We don't have documented the other way.
Okay.
That they had 2 sedarim. There's no evidence of that. I know, but I don't know. It would be hard to. I think Bizman HaMikdash was on the Mikdash. Everybody was nechlal, and you know, I would think his the burden of proof is on us, right? Not on him. And therefore, he says. Therefore, the Chacham Tzvi says that this is what should be done. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. The Chacham Tzvi doesn't have that second point. The Rav Tukachinsky does in 17. Line 5. In the days that it was really a suffik, if you have a guest, even if Daito Lach, Sarvadei Noagaz Rak Yom Echad. Because they never saw, in those days it was based on, is it a suffix, is it not a suffix? So when you came, it wasn't a suffix. So you hold 1 day. If his forefathers would have done this, they would have kept 1 day. So therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi that it should be one day. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, quotes both opinions. Again, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote, interestingly. But generally, Poskim do not accept the Chacham Tzvi's opinion, as tempting and as logical as it may sound, but it has not been accepted lehalacha. Even his own son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Shilas Yavetz, that we said before, did not accept it. Yeah.
Rabbi said before that some sort of says that Shavuos can be more
mahachmir. Yeah. In a sense, yeah.
So lechora, you have to show me that would be that way as well.
Could be more chomer. Right, even if we know, it could be, right. Could be like the Chazam Sofer. Like the Chazam Sofer. Okay, there is a middle opinion, which you might have heard. They quote this, that Rav Soloveitchik was fond of this opinion, but Rav Soloveitchik was never in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, so you don't know what Hila Maisa would have done. He can say it in Lundis, right? He came to Israel once, I think, in 1935, when he was vying for the being chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. But other than that, he never came to Eretz Yisrael. It's a big, interesting why he never came, but he had children and grandchildren here. Ira Lichtenstein lived here, his grandchildren. But anyway, that's not for now. But anyway, there is a middle opinion quoted in the name of Rav Shmuel Salant. Rav Shmuel Salant. If you look in the source 20, the Yerach Kodesh HaMikdash, which is one of the classics on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Rav Tukachitsky, Rav Shmuel Salant, he quotes what we call 1.5. What does 1.5 mean? It doesn't mean 1.5. It means, Me'ikir Hadin, you think the Chacham Tzvi is right. Me'ikir Hadin, it's not Yontif, you hold one day. Meaning, you don't make Kiddush, and you daven weekday, and... but, because most Poskim didn't accept it, you hold of an Isser Malacha. That's what's half. It's not half in terms of time, it's half in terms of like Nihugim. You don't do any of the mitzvahs Hayom, you don't have a second Seder, but you hold of an Isser Malacha. That's what's called a day and a half. Right, that's what he quotes in source number 20. Shlo ratza lachlok legamri al rabo. So if he really held like the Chacham Tzvi, he didn't want to argue. So lefichach pasach shino go akol lechumra. Motzoi yantav rishon, you hear Avdallah from a ben Eretz Yisrael. And on the first day you hear Yadavin weekday. Right, don't do malacha. Shmini yatzeres, don't sit in the sukkah. Isru chagwer and tefillin and don't do malacha. Like all the chumras, all the chumras, yeah. Touching, you're allowed to touch moksa. You're not allowed to move moksa. Could you go into a car? Could somebody else open up the door and you go in? The minhag in many places to be makel in that regarding that. But these are the three opinions. So there might be some that hold of this third idea. But again, the most the accepted psak amongst Klal Yisrael generally is 2 days. How do you define Daito Lachza or not? And are there other factors that come into play? So this, I'll mention a couple of chuvis and ideas, but really every case is different. Really every case is different. You know, there are let's just mention some of these and I'll mention some outside. The Radvaz writes in, let me give you the Radvaz beforehand. I don't remember. The Radvaz writes in a, here the Magen Avraham quotes it in source 21. Right. If somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael with his family, then for sure he's not going back, so he can keep one day. That doesn't apply now. In the days of the Radvaz, he lived in the days of the Beis Yosef. So in the 1500s, if you went with your family, you know, that was a huge thing. You didn't leave anything at home. Some stomach you're staying. If you go yourself, you're definitely going back. That doesn't apply, Bismarck said. Right, Ramosha says, nowadays, Ramosha says in Source 22, obviously nowadays you get on a plane, you're here. You go on a plane, you're back. Doesn't apply. Oh, you came with your family, you can keep one day. That's far it does not apply, Bizman Hazeh. Says Ramosha, Debakal Azmanim Ad Erech Eze Asarot Shanim. How your Indian Nesia used to be Davar Kasha. It was very hard to travel. But Bizman Einu Loinai and Chu Tircha Kitana, Af Me America La Eretz Yisrael. Shane Bapachas Miud Be Shows La Eretz Yisrael. Less than 12 hours. And the expense, most people have no problem with it. And therefore, Ramosha says that being with family, that is not going to have a factor. I'll tell you there's something that does have a factor. And that is, I've been in Russia-wise, I've other poskim that have paskins, that let's say if somebody's family lives in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going back to YU. Right? Their family made Aliyah, they made Aliyah with their family, but they went back to YU. They come back for Moshe Yemen Tovin. They're supported by their family here. You know, everything, this is their, and they're planning to come back afterwards. So when they're in YU, I don't know if they're still a Ben Eretz Yisrael. If they're not 100% sure, maybe they'll find a wife, a job. But when they go back to Eretz Yisrael, if their whole family is there and they're supported by the family, they're staying in their parents' house, so it could be they could keep one day. Because having to do with family, because all their family is there. Could be. Could be that you know, family does play a role. What if I'm planning to make Aliyah?
When?
I'm planning to make Aliyah right after Yontif. Right. You still keep 2 days. If you didn't make Aliyah yet, if you're not a Ben Eretz Yisrael yet, Rav Moshe says in Source 23, a couple got married and they're going to live in Eretz Yisrael next year and they're going to be learning and they're going to stay there for as long as they can. You don't live there yet.
Does making Aliyah by government standards?
No, it doesn't have to go by government standards. It doesn't have to be legally. It just means whether in your minds, you're going to stay. You're going to stay. The Aruch HaShulchan says in 24, maybe if you're there for a full year, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Well, oh, wait a minute. Full year, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, it's 12 months, not 10 months. That's first of all. And number two is obviously talking about cases where there was a possibility that you'd stay. Not obviously for sure where you're going and you're going back and your whole life is there and you're being supported by parents. Rav Moshe says, even if a guy's in yeshiva for a couple of years, but if he's learning in the Mir and he's planning to go back, he's learning for 2-3 years, and they go back maybe for Pesach, and when you're there for so, because you keep 2 days, because you're not a Ben Eretz Yisrael yet. If there are some people that are like, we're sitting and learning they've been there for 12 years, you know, and at a certain point, if you think that you're really going to stay, you have to keep 1 day, and not allowed to keep 2 days. Not allowed to keep 2 days. So again, one has to use their head. Rosh Shlomo Zalman does have. I don't think it's that, did he? I think it's a lot of mentality. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says in Source in 27.
In the opposite direction, if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, goes to Bukhara for whatever reason, but your plan is ultimately to return.
It depends how long that ultimately is. If you're doing Shlichut for 3 years, I was start called in 2 days. Yeah, you can be there for 3 years. You don't know. You know, if you're there for 1 year. And then I would okay, still keep 1 day. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Source 27 says that if you have a Dira Kavua in Eretz Yisrael and you come for every Chag, Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Hey, Shavuot, sometimes people don't, you know, people come for 2 out of 3. Rav Shlomo Zalman said there, if you come for all three and you have an apartment here, put those two together, so then maybe Legabe Chagim, you're up in Eretz Yisrael. So he has, again, this. These are all like factors. That's why every case is different. You have to like, where's your family? Where are you getting supported from? Do you have a kfiyas? How often do you come? A lot, there is gray area, but it's 2 days until proven otherwise. Right? It's 2 days until proven otherwise. Rachman al-Itzlan, in our day and age, there's been a laxity in terms of this halacha. Many people don't ask the question, they just start holding 1 day. I'm not judging, I'm just saying the reality. They have something to rely on, Chacham Tzvi. Okay, but that's not the accepted psak. You know, one should hold 2 days. If somebody's in a family situation, it gets a little sticky. We could talk privately about different things, but generally it's 2 days. That's the accepted psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah Berurah, of Rav Shlomo Zalman, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Rav Yashiv, all the poskim. 2 days. I would love to give heterim for 1 day and have people stay. Rabbi Lamb has an article where he writes, it's a fine. It's a fine. It's a knas. You know, some people say, like, but Rebbe, you know, I love having 2 sederim. You know, I also thought that way until I had 1. Right? And then when you have 1, you realize that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Yeah. It says in the Torah 1. Right? So there's our one Seder. You put your everything into it. Once you start doing the Din and Daraisa, you realize that's what it's supposed to be. You know, it's more Yontif. Okay, that's our first 35 years of my life, I also like had that attitude. And, it's another day of Yontif, and we love Yontif, and we're close to Hashem. Okay, you can have more Yontif and Futzlaris. Okay. You have more Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. Okay. There's also an idea of, and this is a very important idea, that even people have, keep 1 day. The second that, and this is some post-com quote, if somebody keeps 1 day when they're in Eretz Yisrael, it could very well be that when they go back to Chutz La'aretz the next time, the second day will always be a little less in their eyes. always be a little less than the right. Oh, remember last year we only kept one day, and now it's, and that's a little dangerous also. You know, I was growing up, nobody ever kept one day, and there was 2 days. 2 days was a regular yontif. 2 days, 2 days. That, and that's a shash. There's even a ludicrous. So I put, somebody put it on the rabbi, my, one of my rabbi chats last week. Said, did you ever hear of a basis? I wrote no. That people helped kept 1 day of yontif, and then they flew back motzai and they landed the morning of second yontif sheni in the airport there, and they walked to the shul like, oh yeah, we kept 1 day of yontif. You kept 1 day of yontif? Crazy. You're in chutzlar. The second that you leave the airspace, the Chacham Tzvi says you're wrong. What are you doing? But it's gone so far that, remember Rabbi Sabalovsky in his shul screaming about this. He says this is what people are doing, and he says it's just you know, it's one's got to be careful. One's got to be careful. And again, generally, that's that. So what about the nihugim though? Yontif, if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz and Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. Also, a misconception. People think Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, you can do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want if you're not in a Jewish neighborhood. Meaning, I know people who are, let's say, Israelis who fly in for work, so they could fly in. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I mean, what I'm doing, I'm going away with my wife for a couple of days after Yontif. I've never done this before, but we're flying into a European city. And then we're going straight to, I don't know, some city. No Jews. That's what they're making right there. An Israeli is allowed to do any malacha they want if you're not in a Jewish neighborhood. In a Jewish neighborhood, they're not allowed to do malacha, even bitsina.
You mean they're giving a second yontif fully? Or just
no assays. No, it's a malacha.
What davening you?
Weekday davening. Weekday davening, but you can't do malacha. You could, well, I'm saying, I remember there were cases. I remember there was a guy that wanted to get back for a levaya after yontif. So I say you fly in, you could be in the airport if you're an Israeli, and then you could take a taxi to the edge of the Jewish neighborhood and then walk. Meaning as long as you can do malacha outside of the Jewish neighborhood, that's fine. That's mutter. That's lachachila mutter. I'm saying, so you put the phone in the, you know, you don't use your phone, but up until that point, then you put it in your bag, and then it becomes Boss's Lover, Asul Lover, Mutter, then you can move the bag.
How's your mind, like the edge of the Jewish neighborhood? Is that the Erev, or is that like where the furthest house is that has mitzvahs on it?
I don't know. Erev is a good marker. Erev is a good marker.
What happens to the Jewish neighborhoods?
What's called the Jewish neighborhood, where there are Jews around.
What if it's like one Chabad?
What?
What if it's like one Chabad?
I don't think that's a Jewish neighborhood.
Pesach Hotel?
I don't think what?
Pesach Hotel.
Pesach?
Hotel.
So that's a good question. If you have a Pesach hotel in the middle of a big, huge, non-Jewish area, so I would say you park further away. You could walk out and...
So that is a neighborhood.
What?
That is a neighborhood.
In the hotel, I would say walk away from... You know, if there's this 50 families, that makes it a neighborhood.
What if it's like two families at an Airbnb?
That's not a neighborhood. Okay. That's not a neighborhood. Okay, what about the other way? A Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? I'm sorry, Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So, for again, the post, it's all here. You can feel free to look at these poskim. So, for an Israeli to do malacha for you without your asking, they could do whatever they want. They could do whatever they want. They could cook for you, they could turn the lights on for you, they could pick things up for you.
Without asking,
they do it themselves, that's for sure 100% mutter. The question is asking. So, if Shlomo Zalman notes that it probably shouldn't be done in 28, but he notes the minhag olam is to be mekel. So I would say best, if you need something, to do it by remes.
What does that mean, to be mekel?
No, it's because lemaisa, sometimes you say pukhazi, that if there is room to be mekel, and it's a little of a gray area, and it's not so clear, so, you know, that's what we have. We don't say, oh, Pukhazi, people drive on Shabbos. No, we don't say that. But if there is, like, if you look in 28, the Shmir Shabbos quotes on top, Usur to tell your friend, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, to do malacha for you. But you look in the footnotes. Generally, a lot of the footnotes bring down the coolest, right? Lemiyu, Lemaisa, that's why the English Shmir Shabbos, years ago when they translated, they only translated the top, not the bottom. That was a problem. Because none of the coolest were translated. But Miyu, Lemaisa, Rabim, Noagim, Lahakel. Mikiva, the Bizman Azehu, Rakminag of Asenov Yadenu, the Lachain Chashav Kilu Haorech Yodea, Shlabene Yerichel Zev Adechol. It's better than a Shabbos Goy. Because at least there are certain limitations about a Goy doing things during a Shabbos. For him, it's weekday. It's like, you might say, let's say you made early Shabbos. when you make early Shabbos, you could ask a Jew to do something for you directly who didn't make Shabbos yet. So if you compare it to that type of case, so there is flexibility.
Is it similar to like people who are knowing not to open cans and Shabbos?
Yes, I'm not happy about that. People who are knowing not to open things, because then you hold it's mamish aser. I just think it's bad chinuch. I just think it's bad, you could be my shop is going. Again, it's not crazy. It's not crazy. I'm saying, you hold that this is mutter, so can you please open this for me? I'm not comfortable with that kind of, behavior. You know? I mean, for sure in one family. For sure in one family. There shouldn't be different, the husband does, okay, he gives it to the wife. Could you please, that should not be different. Or something, people like the Eruv. If you don't hold the Eruv, let my wife hold the Eruv and not me. I think it's terrible chinuch. Terrible chinuch for, either it's mutter or it's not mutter. You don't want to hold them?
It's not mutter according to those people. It's difficult to function. It's a
retirement. Okay, difficult. I'm saying so. If it's difficult to function, so be mikkel yourself. Right? That's. I just think that breaking up a family in terms of different standards, I think, is very tricky. But, yeah. That's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. You know, so again, if he asks you, so answer it.
Even by you asking.
What?
If we're makel by,
I'm saying right. I'm saying we're even makel by asking. We're even makel. But if you could do it beremes, I'm really hungry. You know, and I really want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep now. Whatever it is, so I think I want to go to sleep now. Is even mutter to do for a guy, right? Because a guy, because you can sleep even with the light on. We can have a shir about it. Be your lakum on Shabbos, but that's generally the idea. Okay, but if it's Yantav Sheni, you mama shouldn't be, if you're holding a second day, you should not get in a car, right? Even if they're opening the doors and, maybe if you're holding one and a half, something to talk about, because the whole thing is a chumrah of the, but other than that, one should. But other Hashem, we should all be zochet to make aliyah and to hold one day, and this could all be just a theoretical discussion, but you could all join us. Okay, Shkoyah.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Hashem.
We had that practically 2 years ago.
Oh, see you all on, when is it? Your Bichemesh, or if not, Tuesday, right? Concert?
Maybe there'll be a Monday days, a Sunday minion.
What?
In Bichemesh.
In my shul, there's usually a second day minion. Usually there's a lot of,
We had that practically in our house because my cousin Shachar was with us. He went to America for 2 years building circus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we had him.